Hi, everyone. Cassie, alcoholic.
Cassie.
Oh, man. Thank you guys for having us here this evening. It's a pleasure to come up to the podium and share my experience, strength, and hope with you all. I got to come up here with my beautiful sponsor, Linda, and just time with her is so precious, so I'm very grateful to be here. So real quick, I'll just kind of tell you what it was like, what happened, and what it's like today. I have a sobriety date, 11/27/21, and that's not my first sobriety date. I'm nervous, I'm sorry. My mother is sober, and so I grew up in a sober home. She got sober when I was 3 years old, and, you know, from her story, I've always kind of held with me that I was, you know, I was born on the streets. And I, for a long time, honestly, I would tell my friends that, like, it was something, like, to be proud of. And so that kind of stuck with me a little bit. I kind of changed my story throughout the years as I started making friends. It's not really kind of fun to tell a friend that your first year was in a box or in an alley somewhere. But anyway, so that's my story. I got to stay with my grandparents for 2 years after that. And then when my mom got sober, she came, and by the grace of God, they were trying to adopt me, but for some reason, they saw something in her eye. You know, what Alcoholics Anonymous does here in the beginning, when we start to get a little hope and a little bit of grace, I was able to go back and live with my mom. And so we kind of grew up, you know. I remember just being in the front row seat of her sobriety. I was very observant, and we just lived humbly there. And I had a little sister, and then 4 years sober, she got married, and I had a stepdad. And then they had two more kids, and we had, I started to play soccer. I started to play on, like, the city soccer team, and then a travel team, and then a club team, and I was doing well in school, and being the oldest daughter, I would watch my little younger siblings. I remember at a very young age, I was home alone at, like, eight years old. We can't do that nowadays, but I would be home with my siblings while my mom would go to meetings. She would come to you guys, and I would spy on them, and they would smoke their cigarettes, her and my stepdad, and I'd be so, like, it's just mysterious, you know, and I always wondered, like, what are these meetings? Even though I would go, I would sit in the back, and I wouldn't really understand what, you know, our behaviors were. And in high school, I remember repeating some of the speaker's behaviors, like, oh, like, this guy did this, and or this girl did that, and they went to prison, or da 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 da. Thinking I was cool, I don't know. They probably thought I was crazy. But anyways, because, you know, not everyone grows up with AA. And so at 16, high school, we start to, you know, want to date and, you know, experiment. And I kind of just started with a job at Round Table Pizza. And then there was a boy. And then I was experimenting with drinking. And then before you know it, I was lying. I was doing all the things. I was, you know, staying out late. My parents, actually, because I couldn't watch the kids anymore, they wouldn't take me to work. I had to find my own way. I had to walk, or I would get the drivers to come pick me up, and then they would take me home whenever they wanted, you know, and I would just say, oh, we were really busy that night, you know, and we were just sitting in the parking lot drinking, you know, Smirnoff Ice or beer or something like that. And so that was just like the beginning of my drinking. I kind of tapped out of high school my senior year. I was hanging out with my older friends and thought I was cool drinking. You know, I stopped playing sports, and I knew that I still wanted to go to college, so I went to one of the local colleges there just so I could join a sorority. You know, I ended up being an Alpha Phi, and slowly but surely, I started moving away from my family. You know, I felt like I was starting to become my mom's story a little bit, because I, you know, not that I wasn't welcome at her house, but I knew that I wasn't welcome drinking. I knew that I wasn't able to stay there and have the boyfriend and be able to drink at, like, the parties on the weekend or go to the clubs. And so I just stayed away, you know. I stayed on the couch, stayed in the car a couple times, stayed at friends' houses, and life like that just became lonely, you know. I ended up finding a room for rent, and then I was able to drink the way I wanted to drink. I was working two jobs, I had a boyfriend, and then we got pregnant. And so when I got pregnant, I had to run back to mom and be like, what do I do? You know, now I'm 20, not even able to drink yet, and I'm going to be having a baby. And life just got lifey a little bit, and I did end up having that baby, but I didn't stay with the guy, and through a series of events, I moved to Prescott, Arizona, then I came back to California, and I ended up being a single mom, just like my mom, and coming to her, okay, what do I do? And knowing that I did not want to come to AA, I wasn't even totally drinking yet, but I totally could have used it, for sure. But, you know, I wanted her to trust me so I could go drink at the bar and meet people while she watched my kid and just go with the flow, you know? But anyways, that was very short-lived because, like, one of the first nights I got to go hang out with friends, I was driving my sister's car and we ended up getting in an accident and staying out all night and whoops, you know, and I was like, you're not doing that again, and you're not living here. So I had to go find another room for rent, and, you know, we do what we do when we're out there. We do anything we can do to defend our right to drink, and I thought I was free. I thought I was really free. I acquired, like, two DUIs. I had to do house arrest. It was so embarrassing. I got to go to Boots in the Park yesterday, if any of you guys know what that is, Norco, listen to Sam Hunt and Lee Rice, and I used to listen to those songs on the porch with my ankle bracelet, like, with my three tall cats, like, crying, you know? So it was weird being there sober, like, so free, you know, not realizing that I was powerless over alcohol and my daughter, you know, not being involved with my daughter. A lot of years that, you know, I would drink, and I'm grateful to be sober today, but these full circle moments happen in sobriety, where it reminds us where we've came from and where we are today, and hopefully gives us, you know, the courage to just keep fighting and keep doing the work that we do here. I got sober in 2021 due to another series of events, a moment of clarity, being a drunk passenger, and I found myself arrested for child abuse because my daughter was with me. And so I at that moment in jail, I surrendered, you know. I knew that my fight was coming to an end, you know. I knew that I had to do life a different way, otherwise I was going to either end up dead or killing someone or end up in jail forever. And for whatever reason, the fight to be a mom was more than, you know, not, I guess. So coming home, I got in touch with Linda. I went to my first AA meeting on Monday, and then I had a meeting every day. And I had to do treatments, and I had to do the work, you know. I'm so grateful for everything that Linda has given to me. She basically spoon-fed Alcoholics Anonymous to me. I didn't know what alcoholism was. I was finally able to understand that the alcoholism in the mind, you know, it consumed us, and it took control of our life. And I was able to find a new sense of self in this sobriety. I was able to have a psychic change, a spiritual experience, and trust in the loving higher power that I have today that I call God. And, you know, today life looks different. You know, I wanted to go back to school. I wanted to finish college, and I'm 2 years in at a community college, and I just got accepted to USC. So I'm just, like, so excited for the future, and I just know that we have today, though. And I know that I wouldn't have any of this today if it wasn't for AA and the work that I chose to do. So thank you guys for having me.